And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, former Wisconsin State Senator Dale Schultz. He is a crowd favorite, favorite of ours, certainly a friend of mine. So anyways, thank you, Dale, for coming back on the show. He's been doing so for 8 years or more, and often in a newsworthy fashion. Dale, very candid. I've always liked a Republican that's not afraid to speak his mind about not just, you know, the strengths of his party, but also the failures of his party. You know, if we're all honest, you know, none of us are perfect. Not the Dems, not the Republicans. And there's a little fault to go around, but, you know, I'm not saying both sides do it. Dale's not saying both sides do it. So anyways, thank you, Dale, for coming around and making that point once again. Hope he heals soon. Broken hip, that's a bummer. Didn't want to, but my daughter out in L.A. called me yesterday and said, I'm doing someone's hair at the Oscars. I said, really? She's very, you know, excited to do this. This is a big step up in her career. It's one thing, and Kelsey works in the fashion industry. It's been working hard at it for, you know, like 9 years. I mean, really proud of her. And never quite saw it. I'm not a good-looking guy, as anyone that's seen me in person can tell you. Didn't really have this appreciation for this whole Hollywood scene and the movies and whatever. But she has been in the fashion industry for some time, and she's gotten some opportunities to style big stars. And last night she was hairstyling Jennifer Garner.
What's
in your wallet? Yeah, I mean, big star. And actually, I believe coming up, she's got like a 4-day shoot with Dakota Fanning. So, you know, these are big names.
Yeah.
Dad's impressed. I'm like, wow, that's a big deal. I'm going to now tune into the Oscars on Sunday night against all my primal instincts just to see if I can catch a glimpse of Jennifer Garner's hair. And about 20 minutes into that process, I said, well, you know, there's always Google. I can Google her hair. So I did. I Googled and I said, oh, lovely hair, beautiful red dress. Kelsey did a great job, amongst others, I'm sure. And then I went and watched something on Netflix with the wife. And but didn't watch...
That hair got on stage. She presented. That's awesome.
She looked good, didn't she?
Yeah. That's really, really cool. That's really good. I mean, she just wasn't attending. She actually was on stage, and that hair was featured on national television. That's pretty darn big. That's pretty awesome. You can ride that for a little bit, and I stick with it, kid.
Well, Kelsey is certainly, you know, burnishing her resume. She's had some big deal stuff going on lately. And so anyways, I felt a little bad. I didn't actually see Jennifer Garner on the stage. And, you know, we're watching I think it was Inventing Anna. Actually, it kind of captivated us. My wife and I have been watching this Inventing Anna on Netflix. And anyways, you know, I'm not so captivated that I'm not cruising Twitter a little bit on Sunday night.
I did my traditional, I'm not going to watch the Oscars. I'm just going to watch the opening and it'll be fine. And the next thing I know, I'll watch the whole thing. It's my tradition every year. I'm intentionally not going to watch the Oscars. Oh, I'll just watch the beginning and then I watch the whole thing.
Oh, you are a part of the Screen Actors Guild. You got a little more.
I got a whole bunch of movies I haven't watched in a pile over there. I still haven't watched The Artist. And that was years and years ago.
I hear it was good.
Yeah, probably.
Here's the point, Fancy Brian. Everybody now knows what happened at the Oscars last night. And the big buzz wasn't Jennifer Garner's hair. It was the bitch slap that Will Smith laid on Chris Rock on stage. And the first question was that real? Because during the broadcast, they dumped a big portion of what was being said in real time for the American
in Australia
TV audience. Well, yes, there was apparently some live video that was captured, and I saw it last night, and I said, no, they're not faking. And that smack, there's no way. I mean, it was an open hand. He brought it, but I didn't think there was any way. I mean, that, other than the fact it was open hand, it wasn't, you know, like a punch in the face. You know, it could have been a full-out brouhaha right there on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to Chris Rock for not responding. But again, what are you going to do? I bet you he thought, he's just going to come up here and pretend. Oh, he actually slapped me. Okay,
he slapped the you-know-what out of me. Actually, Evan did the work, and I hope he deleted or dumped the swearing, because Will Smith left the stage, got back to his seat, and basically was cussing at Chris Rock continuously from stage right. Let's play it for the people. If you hadn't heard it, here it was, you know, with a few beeps included. Cut number 20.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a here nice comes, one. Okay.
Here comes Will
I'm out
Smith.
Here. Uh-oh. Richard.
And that was the smack.
Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? okay.
No, I've never been smacked.
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
I don't know how I would have handled that. I mean, getting smacked in real time on a live, like if you walked in here right now, Evan, just smack. I mean, I don't know if I would have just composed myself and rolled into a joke.
Nobody knows what they would do in that situation until it's upon you.
No
one does.
I think. I know Crudy. I would have punched back. But, you know, that wasn't exactly a fair fight. I mean, Will Smith's a bigger guy, substantially bigger guy.
The
than
dude
Chris
played
Rock.
Muhammad Ali. He's been trained to box. I mean, I'm not saying he's an expert boxer by any means, but the dude has stayed in shape. He's an action hero.
Okay. But if you smack me, man, I'm gonna come back swinging. I might lose that fight, but I'm not going to take my ass beaten on public television like that in front of a worldwide audience. I don't think I'd keep my sense of humor.
But that's also part of the mentality that got us into the problem in the first place, is the I'm not going to let you disrespect me in front of national television. Somebody's going to have to back down, or we're going to have a really big problem, and the next thing you know, they're going to go to fade to black.
Well, everybody. It's got an opinion about what happened last night at the Oscars. You can air yours at 844-967-2789. A couple of thoughts. First and foremost, me and Dom, we're not equally sized dudes. I could never go smack Dom. That would not be acceptable conduct. I don't care how drunk we got. I don't care what he said about my wife. And, you know, we've insulted each other in somewhat of a personal fashion. And there's some love there. But we've crossed a few lines through the years. But no one would ever see that as a legitimate way, even for a friend that you could probably patch things up with after the fact. I can't see, with the disparate sizes, I couldn't hit Chris Rock.
I don't think you should be hitting anyone. I don't care if it matters about size.
Well, I think there is something to be said. I mean, one guy's up on the stage, right? And maybe he told a bad joke, and I don't even know if he wrote that joke himself, right? He's the MC at the Oscars. Hell, he's reading the cue cards. And maybe it was an off-color joke, and he's got a history of talking trash about Jada Pinkett Smith, apparently. Some prior bad blood on this whole topic. Now, she also has alopecia. Apparently, that was recently disclosed. Alopecia is a condition where women lose their hair, or men, or whoever has the condition.
Which is interesting. I got to note that Chris Rock did an entire documentary about hair. specifically black women's hair. And for him to make that joke as well and kind of go, one, it's a 25-year-old movie. Who cares about G.I. Jane? It's a stupid joke in the first place. It's stale. But two, the dude made a whole documentary about the importance of black women's hair.
Well, was alopecia one of the covered topics at that time?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay. So you watched the whole Oscars.
But you know, oh, the Oscars, no. I meant Chris Rock himself produced an entire documentary about women's hair, and you'd think that the guy would have a little bit better of an understanding about what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, apparently he did not. And he either chose to deliver a joke that was written for him, or he wrote his own joke. And you know, clearly the timing was less than impeccable. The fact that she had made this recent disclosure and that she showed up with the very shortcut hair. Well, you know, she is a public figure. 6 years ago, the problem was Oscar so white. And Chris Rock, you know, in deference to the fact that, you know, Oscars had a little bit of a diversity issue, they asked Chris Rock to host the Oscars 6 years ago as well. And at that time, there were threats by people like Jada Pinkett Smith that she was going to, boycott the Oscars because Oscar's so white. And the prior beef, my understanding is, Chris Rock said, you know, how do you boycott something you're not invited to? You're not exactly there to pick up an award, Jada. So I forget what analogy you used, but effectively, you know, that's like, I don't know. I don't recall what the analogy was specifically, but called her out, you know, because she wasn't one of the nominees that evening. But literally, last night, Will Smith was a nominee. And what? Within an hour of smacking the snot out of a guy on national television, on an international stage, he went and won the Best Actor Oscar. And gave something of a tearful and strange and apologetic sort of a speech without mentioning Chris Rock. Now, Chris Rock apparently is not pressing charges, but the Oscar, the Academy, is doing a thorough review. So I'm sure they'll come to some conclusion. You know, I'm sure they'll prosecute just as rapidly as they took care of that Harvey Weinstein problem they had for, you know, just a couple of days, right?
They did have a really funny Harvey Weinstein joke in there, though.
Early on, the mask, Wanda Sykes, it was funny. Come back, Devil's Advocate's occasionally funny. Your call's next if you dial.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Hell yeah, I would.